I'm Karel Vega for WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. Larry Nassar's second day of sentencing in Eaton County got off to a typical start this morning, but was soon thrown into chaos when a man lunged at Larry Nassar. WKAR's Katie Cook has more from the courtroom.
Randall Margraves is the father of three daughters who were all victims of Larry Nassar. After two of his daughters made their statements to the court Friday morning, he asked to speak.
I would ask you to, as part of this sentencing, to grant me 5 minutes in a locked room with this demon.
Would you do that?
That is not.
Yes or no?
No, sir, I can't.
Would you give me 1 minute?
You know that I can't do that. That's not how our legal system.
Well, I'm going to have to get
it. He lunged at Nassar, who was sitting nearby at the defendant's table. And in that moment, more than a dozen people leapt into action, some to tackle Margraves to the floor, while others whisked Nassar out of the courtroom. Later, Margraves and his attorney were brought back into the courtroom so Judge Cunningham could address the contempt of court. Margraves apologized, explaining he had been hearing his daughter's statements for the first time. They didn't tell him what they were going to say. He became very angry listening to them describe their abuse and watching Nassar shake his head while they were speaking. Judge Cunningham said she could give Margraves a jail sentence or fine him up to $7,500, but she didn't want to do that. She expressed sympathy with what he was going through and made him promise there would be no more disruptions. He was dismissed from the courtroom. Sentencing will proceed until 4:30 p.m. Friday and is expected to continue into next week. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.